Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Paul Mizano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Toad settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul Mizano fires to first and picks off Goslin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McNair reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Simmons scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt. Williams reaches second base with a double. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Joe Paul Mizano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul Mizano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bob Cooney now pitching. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw takes first base on ball four. Paul Mizano moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Paul Mizano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Paul Mizano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul Mizano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paul Mizano hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt, who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The slide. Farrell applies the tag. Dykes is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooney takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooney moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kress trying to get to third. Simmons throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Kress for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Palmisano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmisano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Palmisano hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Earnshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Stanton pinch hits for Jim Levy. Buck Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Grimes now playing third base. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt, who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tote scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Joe Palmisano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul Mizano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paul Mizano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kress reaches second base with a double. Goslin moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Earnshaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-3 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Bob Cooney. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.